Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Bishop Poole with Doctrine of Truth. We are always happy to have you and you call a friend and tell them Doctrine of Truth is on the air. You begin to hear things that on the grassroots level our desire is to, amen, have biblical experiences so we can all can grow thereby. Amen. Call a friend and let them know. Guess what? Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We're going to be coming from the book of Romans here. Amen. As always, we start off, amen, and we always have your desire to your input wherever you might be, and our technician would type you in, amen, to be a part of the program, amen. Scripture is going to be coming from Romans, the 6th chapter, as well as other chapters of the Bible, whereby you can interject your experiences and your understanding. The Bible says, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. And Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless the callers and look upon those that are calling in. It's going to be using this broadcast, O God, in the name of Jesus, for spiritual growth, for insight, and for deliverance. Lord, we know that you are able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we bless you now, O God, for those that are in need your increase in understanding. James said, if a man desire wisdom, let him ask of God, would give liberally. And Lord, we thank you tonight, today, tomorrow, whenever this progress will be revealed again, and whatever reason, Lord, for the upbuilding of the kingdom of heaven. And this we have, and this we ask, because you're here, you're with us, you're in us. You say we're two of three, amen, that come together, you be in the midst. And Jesus, we thank you for your Holy Spirit being in the midst with us and ask you to heal and deliver in these times, our brethren and our sisters. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. The subject of this study and this research, it says research and amen, and we're coming together reasoning, amen, in the book of Romans where Paul was writing. Paul started out in writing, but our desire is always, amen, to God always have, his plans have never been distorted in any way. God's plan of excellence as he created the world, and everything he did, everything he put his hand to do, it was well done. Amen. There was no error in it. Amen. So when Christ gave his life, he gave his life for all. Amen. But there still have to be an exception. to what God has done. He set out and said, well, John 3:16 is all over the world. People recognize that. Amen. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him. Amen. So those that believe in him and accept him and follow his rules and regulation, amen. That's why the subject is about no Jesus, no grace. Amen. So we're looking at trying to define the word grace from what through a revelation through the Holy Ghost to make it simplify to find that where's the error? Where's the error today? As always, the false prophets and false teachers, amen, have come in and they have brought their distortion and they brought their problems empty. Like Paul said, many have come out, have come among, they come among us, amen, and crept in unaware, amen, and they spread it, false doctrine and false teaching. In the book of Romans, we're going to start a little bit here, and Paul is writing, he's writing to the Roman church in the strip from Corinthians at the time as he was traveling. Amen. Paul, amen, he wrote the book of the letter, amen, epistle of Romans. And Paul was writing, and the purpose of his writing was to prepare the believers of Rome for his long-awaited visit. He wanted a spiritual to edify them and also establish the apostolic authority through a foundational theological theme. Amen. So his argument was that he proceeded to prove that the entire human race, amen, is surrounded by three insurmountable walls in universal guilt, and they have sins, tendencies, and the wall of sovereignty that God has set out. Amen. Faith is the main key. Faith is the main key. Amen. So what we have here in this book, which some have called the Magna Carta of the of Paul's writing, everything is found in the book of Romans. But I know we will be traveling through the book of Romans with many more. Paul set that out and he made a statement, amen, in one of his chapters, and it seems so prevalent now, amen. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Amen. Paul is saying, what shall we say then? Shall we continue, amen, in sin that grace may abound? Amen. And the word grace, some define it favor and mercy. So Paul was saying here and addressing, should we continue? Should we continue? When we find something, in other words, I'm going to paraphrase, and, amen, should you continue, amen, walking when you know, amen, you can ride in a car, a better car, or should you continue walking when you know you have better transportation? Should you continue living on the streets when you know you have a better house, a place to live in Christ Jesus, just accepting him and accepting his direction? Paul said, God forbid. Or shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Amen. There be many arguments concerning that, well, you know, God has saved us and blessed us and we can still do anything we want because he saved us and he will not take back anything that he has done, which is true, but there are some issues. There are some situations, amen, that we can't go in. Like you're going through the airport and you're going through a screening. You bought your ticket, which is true. Amen. When you get through the screeners and they say, well, sorry, sir, you have something on your body or in your books, amen, that you can't take on the plane. We will not accept that. And you're going to argue, well, I do have a ticket. But for safety and for security-wise, there's certain things we'd rather not bring on the plane. So here we are, either on the bus, amen, for other people, because we don't know what your motive might be. And God knows that sin is not, amen, his purpose that we live in sin is not, he don't want that, he's not going to take that to heaven. It's not going to be there. That's why he's making a new heaven and a new earth. And he's going to have more souls than the world have. The world is not all lost. God going to create a new heaven and a new earth, and he's going to have more souls than those that are fallen in hell, and those that are falling away. Amen. All right, we're going to go to the lines, and we want to give some time, more time. We'll notice sometime we run completely out. Amen. Have some that's really want to talk. Amen. But we thank God for all of you. And you can call 1-855-236-2252, 347-215-8816. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone. Amen. Our technician will text you in. And we're talking about no Jesus, no grace. No Jesus, no grace. Amen. And you can define grace where you saw, you feel that you have been defined in it, with the way you learned it. And then we want to observe, amen, why, we always look for the truth and find out what causes this practice. Amen, that's going on today, a fall away from Christ. Is it because of false teaching concerning grace? Is it because of, like Paul said, they want to continue in taking their life to heaven, the way that their lifestyle? Or what is it? What is it? Amen. You can push 1 on your phone. 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Jesus loved us, of course. God loved us, and he cared for all of his creations. If it wasn't so, God would have never sent his son, Jesus. He would never send his son, Jesus. Amen. That's why John 3:16, amen, is our backup theme, is that he loved the whole world. God so loved the world. But he also stressed as there's a difference in here, amen. Let's suppose Jesus did not go on to weigh, let's say heaven is open. Heaven is open to who want to come in. Bad habits, good habits, the way the world is now, amen, in this new world, amen. God, let's say God brought down the new heaven and new earth, and people just start relocating to the new earth. Would you think it would be fair? Would you think it would be fair, amen, that do you think things will get better? And this is the underlying kind of thought with Paul. Paul was saying that, listen now, you can't continue in this thing. If you want to go to heaven, God is making some more moves here. He's creating a new heaven and a new earth. And if you decide to go to heaven and to be in this new earth, amen, you got to look at the big picture. If you want to give up this land, give up this land and give up this world, amen, and God has given you a better place. He's got a better place for you. He has a better assignment. We got a homes. He got a mansions. So if you decide that, well, on the assumption of some teaching that once saved, always saved, and whatever you want to do, you can do it. Let's say you take that to heaven. Would it be a better place? would heaven will be a better place if God says, now, you know, his grace and mercy and his kindness, he will not punish, he will not draw a line. Amen. You say you accept Jesus, but you could take your same lifestyle. And will we have a better heaven? Will we have a better place? Will we have a better new earth? Amen. This is why we have the exception. This is why Paul was warning, amen, if you involve in certain things now, you should stop. You should stop. Amen. All right, you can push 1 on your phone, 855-236-2252 or 347-215-8816. Might be something that you heard, and we need to discuss it and see whether or not, amen, with the lines are full. All right, we have a caller. Last 4 digits, 954-4427. God bless you. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bishop. Bless the call. And thank you for that. We always have a word in the middle of the week to strengthen us. You know, I was looking at this earlier, and over in the First Corinthians, Paul talks about it is by the grace that was within him that he was that he was saved. Mm-hmm. It's God's grace within him who made him, and by that same grace is he able to strive more abundantly to do the work of the Lord. So, you know, it's God's grace, first of all, that comes in, because without God's grace, then he was left to his sinful nature. But once God's grace came upon him, that sinful nature was removed. And now full of the grace of God, he was not him, but his new body now, his new attitude, his new relationship now, being connected with Christ Jesus is what was able to him to go out and strive with Paul. Paul claimed now he was able to work more abundantly than all the other disciples who had walked with Christ simply because of the grace of God that was within him. And it was that grace that gave him the strength to strive to do more, to press forward and have less regard for himself, knowing that the grace of God was in him that was his strength. So we we're the same way as we walk in this life. But early in our lives, we not knowing Christ, we are doing things, trying to do things in our own strength, trying to accomplish goals that we set and all. But when we give ourselves to Christ Jesus, and we become this newness comes in us when we are new born again. Now we know that we no longer have to do it in our own strength, and we also understand that we could never do it in our own strength, and that it hadn't been for us, our belief in Christ Jesus, that we would never reach any goals we set in our lives, because we can't do it in our own strength. We got to have the grace of God in us, otherwise we'd never make it.
All right, very good point, very good point. Amen. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. All right, God bless you as always, starting us off here. Amen, in this subject. Amen. Sometimes it can be a touchy subject. Sometimes it's a subject need to be discussed. But, amen, for those young in Christ and babes in Christ, amen, you can call in as well. Amen. We'd like there's some of our ladies out there can call in. Amen. There's no wrong answer here at Doctrine of Truth. We all trying to express ourselves and air out, amen, some problems, some thoughts that, amen, we can discuss in a safe circle, amen, whereby you don't feel that you're being embarrassed. Amen. That's why sometimes we give out the area code and the last 4 digits. Amen, that you can feel free and relax. Amen, to give. And if you want to express your your first name, that's fine. That's fine as well. Amen. So the strength that we have in us, you know, sometimes I look at a little seed, and we take one of the seeds, it might be more greater seeds out there that you can plant. But if you notice grass, sometimes grass can go through fire. Some seeds can go through fire. Amen. They be burned. And you can take it and, amen, put it in the ground and nourish it. It'll come right back up. Amen. Seeds. Amen. Seeds. And when the grace of God come in you, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. So there's a lot of thoughts and things that the enemy use against us, and that's knowledge. And Eve, back in the garden, didn't have too many books written, didn't have all the CDs and the tapes written that Eve could look at. She just needed to go back and talk to Adam. Amen. But somewhere in the area, the enemy planted some thoughts, and Eve followed up on it. And it calls all of us now, amen, to take the route that God set out, amen, to replenish his world and to redeem man is through his son. And his son, amen, giving us now like a time out. Whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Amen. It's good news to a dying world, and the world is falling apart, some might think, amen, but no, it's man is being attacked, amen, a time of sorrow, and God's word is playing out the way he said it would be. He said it would be. All right, if any more callers, you can press 1 on your phone, amen. We're in this holiday season, and we want to make sure that everybody is whom the Son has set free. Is free indeed. And one point Paul was saying in the 6th chapter of Romans and 6th verse, know this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. And referring back to the first caller, there's some things you have done, amen, or still doing, you don't have to do anymore. You don't have to do it anymore. Once you accept with Christ and be baptized in the Jesus Christ, baptized in water, because baptism in water is a physical show to the world and to your conscience that your sin has been removed according to the word of God. Amen. Your things that you have done and said, whatever, been removed. It's for the remission of sin, for the removal. Amen. Jesus died on the cross. Amen. He shed his blood, the atonement. Amen. Blood is the one that washed away all our sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. It had to be a living sacrifice. It had to be a sacrifice. But it also, once you go in that water and come out, amen, you feel such a great conscience blessing, such a great, amen, relief, because you have followed the word of God. Amen. You have followed the word of God. And it's good for your conscience sake. It's good for your conscience sake. Because the enemy would come after you with all types of word and knowledge and testimonies. And you don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. You know, when the negativity starts showing up, it has to be a reason why. You know, you should ask yourself from time to time if any negativity show up in your thinking or your process of trying to do something for Christ and to better yourself, amen, for the kingdom, ask yourself why. And so what? If I don't, if I do, if I don't, you know, question those fierce dot, like Paul said in Ephesians, the fierce dot of the enemy. And he's trying to come after your armor, your spiritual armor. Your righteous armor. All right. We're working, amen, on and off, and want to grasp some revelations that we can all grow thereby, or expand your thinking on on grace. No Jesus, no grace. No Jesus, no grace. Amen. That some feel they have grace and don't need Jesus, and some feel that they can make it without the church and go to heaven. But you know, we're trying to mix it in there to see, is there a problem with no Jesus? No Jesus but grace. Can you have one without the other? Amen. Or they both come together. And that's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at. Can we have one? Can we have grace with no Jesus? And can we have Jesus with no grace? Amen. Can you have favor with God without Jesus? And can you have, amen, Jesus, but you don't need nothing else? You don't need nothing else. Amen. You don't need favor with God, whatever. Let's go into some doctrine and say, Jesus only. You might have seen the theme, Jesus only. You know, and there's so many twists, amen, in these different doctrines that's going along today. Amen. So those that decide they want to accept Christ, and it comes to, they giving their life and their faith to Christ, and they accept the Christ, and they say, well, that's it. That's all I need to do. That's all I need to do. I accept in him. I got faith in him. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to be a part of anything. I don't need to follow any other instructions the church have. God did a good thing. He created the church, but I don't need to go there. I can work it out for myself, you know. Okay, you can press 1 on your phone and see what we have. Any other thoughts, any other scriptures in the book of Romans, might be another book, or might be a false doctrine you heard. But first, you got to know the real one. You have to know the real teaching of God, amen, for you can say what's being said or what's been done lately, amen, is false. It's false. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone. Our technician will type you in. Amen. If you want to come in again, you're also going to do the same thing. Amen. But we want to be assured, amen, after this broadcast, and that you can share it with others, and they can understand that, well, I don't have to do. And Paul made a statement on that. Amen. I saw that. Amen. Those that are young in Christ, and I had to deal with that myself early in my spiritual walk with God. Amen. Coming into Christ that in the book of Romans 8. Amen. We don't have to be involved and do the things that we used to do once we accept Christ. No, you don't have to. But you should be aware. You should be aware, amen, since you're living in this world, amen, that you will be constantly warring against the things of this world and in yourself. Paul said in Romans 7, amen, he said that he found that there's a law in his members, Romans 7 and 21, that when he would do good, he found evil is present. Evil is present. Amen. So that's why God gave us favor. He gave us favor, and he grant us mercy. He grant us mercy. Amen. Because we're still living in this world, and we're still wrestling against some things. Amen. In our environment, maybe in your home, in your job. Amen. See, Paul said he delight in the law of God after the inward man. But he see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. Amen. He's talking about, you know, the different habits and different practices that you practice so long. You know, you have to get another habit. Amen. You used to just go sit around people and sit around things because you have nothing else to do. You have nothing else to do. And I found it in the book of Ezekiel, when Ezekiel was talking with Israel. Amen. And God was saying to them how he delivered them, how he blessed them. And he blessed them so they got bored. Amen. They got bored and they got complacent. And you know, that's one thing. That's a trick of the enemy. And he puts you in a neutral position where you feel that you're bored, with everything is okay, you don't have nothing else to do. So what they do, they start going with fellowshipping with false, the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Hivites. Amen. And they find themselves that they had drifted back. They had drifted back from God. All right. We're in the half of the program now. We're getting ready to make this turn. And we want to address some other things here. If it came up in your spirit, in your mind, in your thoughts, amen. All right. We have another call, same caller. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Yes, Richard. No. In Ephesians, God talked about how we was dead in our trespasses. But yet it was by the great grace of God that we were saved. He said, for we were dead, we have been saved by grace through faith.
Mm-hmm.
And not of ourselves, but it was a gift from God. Grace was a gift from God to us. What it's saying is, We had no idea what was good for us, and it was the mercy of God that gave us grace as a gift to us to save us. Otherwise, we ourselves didn't know. Sometimes you don't know what you need,
right.
And not knowing what you need, you don't know where to seek the answer. So what God did, God just gave His grace on us. So that we would not be forever lost. It's throwing us a life preserve when we're out there in the middle of nowhere. It's sending us, giving us something to hold on to, so that our hope won't fade away. You know,
right.
We live our whole lives, and if no one has taught us anything of the Word of God, then at some point along the way, God's grace provide us with an answer, or somewhere along the line, something you see in someone else or heard, or something will touch that little faith that's inside. All of us have within us that grace, and somewhere along the line, the Word of God, be it we hear it preached or witness someone else in their life, some type of way. God's grace in our lives is going to make a connection with His Word or witness something that God has done in someone else's life, and that's what's going to bring that hope alive in us. It's that bring that grace when we begin to seek God for ourselves. At some time or another, it's like the prodigal son. At some point or another, you're going to come to yourself and realize you don't know it all. And not knowing, you're going to have to seek out and go somewhere where you can get someone to teach you or help you to come along, because what you know, what you've been doing thus far is not enough for you to make it.
All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. All right. We have another caller. Eric Coates 7, last 4 digits, 4319. God bless you.
God bless you.
I bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was sitting and listening. That's very interesting. You know, that's really the subject that has a lot of people concerned. I say it like that because I hear it all the time, you know. And they put a lot of emphasis on grace. But when you start talking about grace, you can't shortcut it. You got to go all the way. And I think you did know Jesus, know grace. Now I couldn't have thought of that myself, and I'm thinking I'm getting better. But you see, that's the truth. That's the truth. Take it or leave it. no Jesus, no grace. You see, because he gives us entrance into grace. And I totally and agree in what has been said, and it needs to be further talked about, because so many are offering people grace, and they can't have grace until they get Jesus. And you see the change that has taken place. They're kind of annihilating. They're trying to shortchange. Everybody wants God. That's good. It's good. But you got to preach Christ and him crucified. And upon your crucifixion through him, you get the favor. God gives you interest into to his grace. And that's the way it is. Now, we're looking at the thing, when we say grace, we're looking at what God did. And we see how he took care of Israel. We see he tells us, don't be like Israel, the church, don't be like Israel. So we know that what we have to do is do what the Word of God tells us. Now, one thing that brought to my attention, God sent John, we teach, as a forerunner for Jesus. Now, that was God's grace. You see what I'm saying? And John said, now he says, I must decrease that this man may increase. You see, that was God's grace. God sent him. He said, the same one that sent me to baptize. You see what I'm saying? He said, the same one said to me that when the Spirit lights upon him, he said, he is the one. So that was God's grace. He was telling the whole world, especially the Jews, in view that the Savior was coming, the promise was coming. And everything John did was a replica or some kind of demonstration of Jesus' life. And you notice, just like John was beheaded, you see, it replied that Jesus would die, you see. So everything he did was an interest, if you will. It was a grace, you see. Now here's the thing that the Lord showed me. You know, Bishop, you talk about grace, but you got to walk with Jesus. You see what I'm saying? You got to come to him to gain interest. If you want God's favor, you got to come to Jesus. And that's the way he said it. He made it real simple for us. Come to Jesus. Now listen, you got to walk with him. And in short, I find that I get more grace when I obey the word. Or he says, all you'll get an understanding. You see? And I began to, it ain't that I'm looking for things to get rid of. I'm talking about deep-seated things. You know, like that Peter said, that the weights and this that so easily beset you. You need some grace to identify those things. And he says, lay them aside. So you got to walk with Jesus in order to do that. And while you're walking with him, you're becoming more and more like him. And so that's the real purpose of God's grace, because there is an end that comes. But you will never know the end, nor will you know the systems or the circumstances that are happening unless you walk in his favor, in the grace. So that's what I was looking at. I like that subject. Know Jesus. That's kind of like old folk right there. Know Jesus, no grace. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. We thank God. That's the Holy Ghost. He's the one, the author of these subjects. It's good that we meditate on things and pray about things, and God give us, amen, the subjects and things that, you know, that we can address today and time
and we try to do that. And we, when we, once we define the word, I looked up the word and about what is grace, and it says favor and mercy, favor and mercy. It came out of the Amplified Bible, favor and mercy. Amen. That's what grace, and John said it, you know, comes out of him. Okay, we're on error code 910, last four digits, 6600. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Bless you. Good to hear another great topic tonight.
All right.
One of the things I love so much about grace is, you know, when I look at my life, I can't think about nobody else. When I look at my life and look at the fact that all the wrongs I've done and everything I've done wrong in my life, and the fact that the grace of God is what kept me here today, even though, you know, I have not been perfect all my life and still not perfect, but the things I've done in my life and because of the grace of God, I'm still able to be here today. I just can't thank God enough for his grace and his mercy. One of the things I've watched and paid attention to over the years, though, is that the Lord spoke this to me a couple of years ago, that people are definitely manipulating and using the word grace to cover themselves when they fall into different things. And it's not so much, you know, it's one thing to fall into a sin, you know, not purposely, but sometimes in these days people are going out committing sins knowingly and praying that, you know, and speaking the words that, you know, what, the grace of God is sufficient and the grace of God is covering me. You know, that's another thing. And that's what a lot of people have begun to use the scripture and use grace as a kind of excuse to sin. And it's becoming a widespread. But I want to let everybody know that we're listening tonight. Grace is not an excuse to sin. Grace is just what covers you if you fall into it. And it's not for you purposely go out and do it and think grace is going to cover you. You know, that's one of the things that the world has been teaching, and a lot of false teachers have been teaching that, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about grace to cover. Yeah, grace covers you, but not when you purposely going out and doing it. You're getting over into another situation when you go in that level. So I just wanted to share that tonight, that grace is sufficient, but it's not an excuse to go out and do something you're not supposed to be doing. You know right from right. You know wrong from wrong. You're going to do what's right and ensure that you're holding up the bloodstained banner and making sure that you're living a holy lifestyle. Yeah, I just wanted to share that tonight because it's being used in the wrong way. And a lot of teaching today is really not right.
All right. Very good. Very good point there. Very good point. Amen. That's what we, amen, like to close out the meeting on next 15 minutes on this. And you hit on a point here, those that came to me, those of us that get into Christ, amen, we still have a lot of examining, like Paul examined Peter, amen, the Holy Spirit had to teach and talk to Peter. Peter wouldn't go to Cornelius' house. He said, no, I don't deal with Gentiles. He was Italian, amen, but the Lord said, no, you know what, I have clean. In other words, Peter was prejudiced. And he had some other things in him, respect the person. Amen. So as we begin to grow in Christ, amen, thank God. Amen. 1 John 1:9, he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Once the Holy Spirit or someone, brother and sister, remind us, brother, you know, you have a problem here. We want you to, you should address that and stop making excuses for that. You know, ask God to help you to overcome that. Very good point. Very good point. And what Romans, Hebrews 6 talks about, amen, and we're still in this subject, amen. Hebrews 6 says, therefore, leaving the principle of doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance, of dead works, and faith towards God. Amen. The doctrine of baptism, doctrine of laying of hands, resurrection from the dead, eternal judgment. There are more things that we need God to help us in our life. amen, and we need to once become aware, amen, is God's mercy. If it was mercy, David was saying in the 23rd chapter twenty-third division of Psalms, he was saying the sixth verse, surely goodness and mercy should follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of God. A goodness and mercy, you know, it was goodness and it was mercy. Amen. God looks on us and give us, amen, a second chance at something, and help us and strengthen us. I'm not going to throw you out the family. I'm not throwing you out the family. Amen. I'm just give you a chance to get it right, because I know, amen, the temptation, the enemy using that strongly, temptation, tempt us, and things he works on the family, the body of Christ, like he worked in the garden to get Adam and Eve. He had a motive to that. So we cannot continue, Paul was saying, should we continue in sin? No, we got to go beyond. Now, we got to move on. We got to move on to the blessing plans of God, or the perfectings of God, amen, to be able to pray and pray for others, amen. So let us not just continue, amen, like Romans 6. Let us move on. We got to move on, amen. So those that are in Christ, there are stages, amen. First, you get born again and mature. The second stage and the third stage, amen, I can say that you're still growing, become saints of God and pillars of the church, amen, be able to be dependable, reliable, amen. Like when the church picked the deacons were, you know, they were sound, of good report, a lot of things we had to grow into. We got to move on, amen. So once you get into the body of Christ, amen, you got to get in with Christ. You got to get into the family, amen. And when you get into the family, you got that get out of jail, get out of sin card, get out of sin card, amen. You can, through Christ, God will help you out. He'll help you out. He'll help you get out of these problems, amen. As long as you follow him, and thank God for Jesus that he came to this world. Amen. He came to this world and he's walking around. He know what it is. He know what it is. All right. I think we have another caller at 786-4319. I think we have a caller there. Amen. A technician can type you in.
Bishop.
Go right ahead, doctor. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to confirm what you just said there. You gotta walk with Jesus. You gotta change, and that's not the needed part that should be said today. People are getting offered all kind of deliverances, and I think it's just for a show. But at any rate, when one starts walking with Jesus, you need some secure in yourself. Some security in yourself. You begin to think different. Though you thought like that all the time, it ain't that you question yourself, but it's a standing. It's a standing, like it's like you're putting on an armor, and you ain't so much sure of yourself, but you have a stronger dependence. You see, in righteousness and that which is right. And that's what happened when you began to walk with the Lord. It's grace is what God decides to do. Grace is just like using God's name. You see what I'm saying? I don't know too much about it, but I'll tell you something. You start thinking about Jesus and all he did for you, and look at the current situations that are going on, and even your conditions, but yet you still love it. You can't help but focus that God, and even today I told somebody, I said, listen, I said, out of all that has happened and that's going on, you not one time heard the Lord say that he ain't coming back for you. You have you heard that? He done told you he coming back. I said, but you have heard that, haven't you? So we keep walking in grace, and I just want to just reiterate that because it's necessary. We don't emulate, the name Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, you don't understand, that's where you can get in and get to walk in grace. So it's a very, very good thing, you understand, to have an understanding, even just when your heart is broken, a grace will say to you, but God loves you. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I want to say.
Amen. Very good. Very good. As always, amen, when we look at the definition of grace by the Amplified, he said favor and mercy. Favor and mercy. All right, 954-4427. Yes, sir.
Miss, I just want to add right there, you know, most people believe that the Holy Spirit works in their lives, but the Holy Spirit does not have permission to work in your life until you first believe on what Christ did on the cross. It's your belief on what Christ did on the cross that allows, give the Holy Spirit permission to enter into you and dwell in you. But if you first don't believe in what Christ did on the cross, then the Holy Spirit does not have permission to dwell in you. So the first, you got to give yourself to Christ and believe on what he did on the cross in sacrificing his life for you. Now, once you believe on what he did, now the Holy Spirit has permission to dwell in you. Now you got Christ dwelling in you, and the Holy Spirit now, with God's grace, can operate in your life.
All right, very good, very good. Amen. Once you, it's just like you say, once you buy the ticket, amen, you first got to buy the ticket. Then you can get involved and use the name of God and, amen, understand your benefits and what God is doing for you and what he has done for you, amen. And you, if anything start falling short on your part, amen. I caught this with that, you know, we put on the armor because we can't do it ourselves. You keep trying to do it yourself, you don't need God's armor, but we need God's armor. We need that. That's part of the package. If we can package it all up, put grace package, put a package on of the grace of God, the love of God for us, and the favor of God. Amen. Amen. You can walk in understanding. Walk in understanding, not by means, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Amen. The name of Jesus, the name of Jesus is powerful. It's a powerful, amen. You got money in the bank, and you walk up to the ATM card, walk up to the ATM or the bank, you walking up there bold, and amen, the banker asks you, or the machine, they type in your number, and you don't have no number. You don't have no PIN number. You don't have no account number. Why are you here? Why are you here? He had thought about the supper that Jesus was talking about. Everybody came up, and the master showed up. He looked around, and everybody saw a man didn't have his robe on. And he said, "What you doing up here with no robe on? What you doing up here with no robe on? Everybody here got a robe on. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. As well, we're winding down as well. Amen. Anybody have any more thoughts? Because we need to go into prayer. Amen. Towards our families and relatives and young, those that are in Christ. One thing about the apostles and the thing and Jesus taught is about prayer. Amen. Amen. You can pray. Amen. Those that have not accepted Christ and the Lord and Savior is listening, amen. You can ask Jesus to come in your heart, amen, and forgive you of your sins, amen. and say it from your heart, amen, do a turnaround, and then you go to a place of worship. Jesus brought the church. He told Peter about the church, so he's still, the church is still viable today, still alive, still moving, amen. And it's the only institution next to marriage, amen, that's going through a lot of changes, but it's still God's institution, marriage, and Jesus coming back at his bride, coming back at his bride, amen. All right, we have one more caller, then we're going to go into prayer, amen. We always like to close out about three prayer warriors, amen. If not, we will have someone to start us off. We're going into a closing prayer for all the young bays. All right, we're going to start off in, amen, 910-6600. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone that was able to listen this today. I thank you, Lord God, for hearing and increasing knowledge of your word. And, Father, I thank you by the power of your anointing and by the blood of Jesus that their lives will never be the same. Father, I pray as we have spoken today that they have learned and increased in their faith and their trust in you. And thank you that by the grace of God that we are able to live and move and have our being. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
I bless you. I bless you. We need another caller. We need a prayer. All right. All right, Doctor, you on the air.
We're looking at just before the show, I was talking with a lady out in California, and I gave her the number for Block Talk, and I'm hoping that I think this is very needful to her. So I just want to say thank you, Bishop, for that. We're looking at grace tonight, and we see that whatever we have need of, God knows what we need before we even ask him. So we thank the Lord, and we give the glory to God for Jesus tonight, that he have given us excerpts. All we have to do is ask, and we shall receive, and we just ask. And we thank him for washing us, and oh God, covering us in his blood, and washing us and keeping us clean, and we confess our sin, but we, yes, must be cleansed. So we thank God for his favor tonight. We thank him for teaching us and having mercy on us and staying with us. He has always kept his promise, and we are grateful for this tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Final prayer. Closing out. All right. God bless you. 4427. God bless you.
Father God, I want to thank you for this program, that we have a vineyard, Father God, that will educate us in the things of God. That we, Father God, would not be ignorant, but that we would grow, Father God, spiritually and come closer to maturing in Christ Jesus. We thank you for this program and pray that all listeners, Father God, will benefit from it and strengthen them in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The Bible said where two or three touch and agree, what was bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Lord, we all agree tonight according to your word. Today and tomorrow, Matthew's 18 chapter, 18 and 19 verse. Amen. Lord, we believe in your deliverance. Now, those of you can go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and we have a book out called The Life of a Minister. You can go to Barnes & Noble, amen, and check that book out. Amen, and be thankful. And God bless all of you. Amen. Till the next call, the next time. And Jesus love you. And you got the favor of God, and you got the mercy of God on you. God bless you.